Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz. Very upbeat, Kate. Love it.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to keep it buttery, but also positive.
Buttery positive. I love it.
Speaking of positive, if people need the suicide hotline, the number is 988. If you're like, I have a gun and here's my address, they will call the cops on you. So do be aware of that.
Wait, the number is just 988? Three letters?
Yeah, 988. The international or national.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll put some links in the underworld.
It feels easy to remember. I'm excited to know that it's just three letter numbers. Gosh.
That just happened like a couple of years ago. Move. Okay, Maysoon, the biggest news is that who's back on the scene but Cloaca Projects.
I know. So we all got an email from them this week.
And I was like, oh my God, the dots are back. They put black dots in their things. It's like, I think it's supposed to be a hole.
Is it still it's called Arcane Transmissions. And this is do we know if it's a performance and exhibition or just exhibition?
It is a project originally conceived by Peter Siminski, who passed away, I think, last year. And it seeks to collapse the interior-exterior site of the lab's Redstone building through the production of a collective of low-frequency radio transmitters and receivers as sculptures that transform pyrite, a.k.a. fool's gold, into channels for community engagement and communication. Hmm. So it's kind of some interactive sound sculpture.
And it looks like it includes a performance series. Accompanied by some of his sculptures, which is interesting. Cool.
Uh-huh.
And there are performances. Oh, they're coming up quite quickly. The opening reception is on the 10th of this month, January 10th.
Oh, my God.
And there will be, let's see, a long-form experimental DJ set by Cone Shape Top featuring live performance by Laura Cohen, Tago Lilong, and live visuals by the Macrowaves Collective.
Oh, hey.
Yes.
And then you got on February 22nd, there's going to be a thing with Anna Freeze. You think that's Freeze?
I was going to say Frizz.
Rick Preylinger and Jeff Kalar. And then on March 1st, there's going to be Material by Alex Tartarsky.
Yeah.
Tartarsky.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be Material by Alex Tartarsky.
Okay. Which we have no idea what that is, but I imagine it'll be all sound-ish
I'm going to click on it.
You can click on it.
Watch out.
I couldn't.
Ooh, no, it looks wild. It looks like a freaky performance, people. It's trained clown. It's clown work.
Oh, my God. That's really.
Alex Tatarsky, trained clown.
They Where did you click on it? From the web, from the email or from the website?
Yeah, from the email.
Oh, my God.
They careen from scripted sequences to unfettered improvisation. What do you think?
No.
I'm looking forward to that.
Interesting. Wait, it takes Clowning you to the
is
that link
ascendant.
Takes you to the Whitney Museum. I guess they were in the biennial last year.
This is big stuff. Stay alert, people. You got to get to all these events.
What was I just thinking? Oh, speaking of the lab and also performance and kind of clown, Dynasty Handbag is coming to the lab.
Oh, very fun.
I know. And it was just one, it was initially one performance that sold out almost immediately, of course. And now they added a secret second performance, which I don't know if it's sold out. They're coming January 17th, this month, Friday.
Oh, my Lord.
Exciting, right? Are you going to go? I know you just saw them. You just saw them
in
LA.
Yeah, I think I'm good for now. I just, okay. Yeah.
Should I go?
I think I'm all full. Yeah, you should definitely go.
Okay, I might go. I haven't seen them in like, I don't know, 7 years? 10 years?
I think it's Friday, January 17th.
That's what I said.
Oh, yeah. And then the following Saturday.
Saturday, January 18th. That's correct.
Really good. Really good stuff.
Those are some things to really look forward to, I would say.
I think so. The lab. Get out to the lab. Maysoon, the Southern Exposure
asked me to. Also, I just
want to
say that the lab is supports Palestine. And that's another reason to get out and support the lab.
Yes, they're a PACB adopter.
So that's one of the reasons why I decided to donate to them last year at the end of the year.
Oh, my God.
I only choose people or arts organizations that have clearly expressed support for Palestine. And that's how that works.
I love that. Okay, really good. Feel free to donate to Real Time and Space.
Sorry. Okay, I'll do that too.
Okay. I'm just
You're like,
messing around.
Maysoon, you asshole.
No. Okay, well, speaking of all that, freaking Southern Exposure asked me to donate art to their art auction.
When's the auction? Is that earlier this year or usually?
The actual in-person event is going to be April 18th.
That's my birthday. Definitely not going, probably.
There you go. And then, but the, like, you can go look at everything starting on March 22nd.
Oh, wow. Okay, they do like a whole preview for a couple weeks. Got it.
Yep.
All right. And are you, you probably will donate because you're,
well, should I or not? I didn't last, I don't think I did last time. I didn't do Monster Drawing Rally. And I said it's because I keep trying to talk to you about PacB.
I don't understand why they won't just have a conversation with you. Like, what's the harm in just being like, great, come on by. We'll have, we have 30 minutes. Let's chat about it and be done. Yeah. At least be like, we talked, but whatever. I don't know. Maybe
they keep emailing me back and being like, well, there's a lot of, we really were sympathetic, but there's a lot of stuff. Like, we have to talk to the board and we have to do all this stuff. But they say the same thing every time. And so it's like, well, they're doing anything, you off, pal?
Is what that sounds like.
Yeah. So I'm hesitant to donate.
That's too bad. Yeah. I mean, it's,
well,
too
should
bad
I just do it, Mason?
No, I mean, I don't think you need to.
Okay.
I mean, not if they're kind of like dicking you around like that.
And again,
I love
for the
SOEX,
listeners,
so sorry that, about that. But I mean, it's sort of true. Like, it sounds like they're just sort of putting it aside and just pretending like they're doing something, but they're not. And they should just be upfront about that.
And I'm going to go ahead and remind the listeners that that's the Palestinian Campaign for the Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel. And I have links in the underworld. What do you think, listeners? Give us a call, 419-351-6606. Or you can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Okay, will you say what you just said?
And also just to remind listeners that here in January of 2025, there's still a fucking genocide going on in Gaza. And also, you know, like, we have a new fucking president coming in and have no idea what he's going to do. You know, and I think the West Bank is definitely at, like, huge risk. They're trying to, like, you know, take a third of it, basically, which is like, it's already, I don't know, I'm just not, they, Israel is trying to take a third of the West Bank, which is fucking crazy.
Yep.
So I know people like to get on with their life and do their own thing and forget that the world is actually a fucking shithole, but it really is.
Yeah. Is your family okay?
I mean, they're okay. They're okay, yeah. But they're also, like, used to living in, like, a constant, I mean, I think people who live in war zones or occupation zones have to, like, adapt to, in order to survive and just live some form of life, you know?
Yeah.
So, sure, yeah, they're enough. Okay. They're okay, I guess, but I'm kind of like, wow, how is okay? I don't really know.
Yeah.
Jimbo and I have been talking about, like, just maybe going in March. I'm like, well, I don't know. I mean, so we're trying to figure that
out. You think you can do that? Can you get in?
I don't know. I don't know if I could probably get into Israel, the whatever. I have to figure out another way to say that that term.
Uh-huh.
What is, one of my friends has, like, the occupied state or something, occupier state. I can't remember what they call it. Anyhow, I could probably get in there, but I don't know if I'd be able to get into the West Bank. And there
sure
would
enough.
Literally be no reason for me to go if I couldn't get into the West Bank. I mean, sure,
right,
I'd love to
course.
Go to Jerusalem, but I mean, that's just like, I would leave if I couldn't get in. We would just go to Jordan or somewhere else. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it's always Jimbo's like, okay, but the West Bank might be completely different if we wait any longer. Like, it might, I mean, it's already, it changes constantly, right? Land is always being stolen.
Right.
People are always being displaced and killed and imprisoned. So.
Yep.
And then I would talk to my relatives, obviously, but my concern is, like, I don't want to tax. I don't want them to feel like, and they're going to feel like this, that they have to, like, entertain me, take care of me, show me around, like, all the things in the middle of this crisis. It's sort of like, oh, I just want to sit in the living room with you guys, actually. That's all I want to do. I don't need to be shown around. But I don't. So there's part of me that's sort of like, yes, of course I want to go and I'll go now, even though it seems crazy to go now. But I'm also don't want to, like, cause any extra, like, stress for my family that's dealing with
a crazy
scene.
Right.
Anyhow, that doesn't need to be on the podcast. I'm sorry I got into it.
Oh, can I leave it anyway?
You can leave it anyway.
Okay.
Exactly. No, I'm not. Yeah, it's not private either.
Okay. Well, I'm having my own very tiny micro crisis.
What's happening with you?
I'm looking for batteries.
To really...
No, I'm just looking for batteries.
Okay. That's not so bad. Phew.
No, it's fine.
I went to visit Kate at the bookstore yesterday, and there was already a visitor there, so it was fine. The visitor was very lovely, but it made it so that I couldn't really, like... Kate and I didn't really get into our usual, like, shoot the shit off the cuff kind of vibe, and that was sad for me.
Wait, when you came over?
Yeah, I need to just come at a time when no one else is there. Or if it's Katie, I can get with you and Katie, and that feels fine. But if it's someone I've never met, it's just like I get into a little bit more of a formal mode.
Sure enough. Well, I'll let you know next time. I mean, it's...
Next time, it's can either you text like, me your schedule?
So just to review, I've been working it at Et al. Gallery at 24th and Mission in the Mission in San Francisco, and... like half the time there's absolutely no one there at all, and it feels like I'm just in a cave
with your little tiny space heater
and then the rest of the time it's like all of a sudden a million people come in, and it's usually around closing time.
See, I'll start coming earlier. I used to come after dance class, like at 1, and that was always a good time, except for I was probably sweaty and starving.
1 o'clock is great. Before 2 o'clock is primo. It's primo
Valentino. That means
we've
nothing.
Had a huge uptick in people asking if it's a pop-up lately.
Oh, really? Maybe because of the holidays. Yeah. I bet you because of the holidays. All the holiday pop-ups. Come buy gifts for your family. Pop-up.
Where are these fucking pop-ups? I don't know.
I don't see any pop-ups either. Actually, Open Editions had... well, they have a proper store, but they also had a pop-up store right next door. The holidays specifically, yeah.
What was there before?
Shout out to the workers there. They were amazing and lovely and very nice, and I loved them.
You got some Open Edition stuff?
I got some Open Edition stuff. I bought a beautiful ceramic mug.
A store. Let's tell the listeners. This is a store in San Francisco that sells like artist-made crafts and objects and tapestries and shit.
All sorts of things. You can buy a blanket by Kathy Liu. You can buy a sweatshirt by Stephanie Suhuko. You can buy a ceramic mug.
Mitsu Okubo had some stuff in there. That I was very surprised Mitsu by. His stuff is so...
There's like the sweatshirts and t-shirts that are always like, I literally like just can't not laugh out loud whenever I see them.
Like I think the only one they had when I was there was the Cy Twombly, but it's spelled Twombly. Like Cy, like I'm sighing when S-I-G-H. I'm tired.
Yeah. And then I forget Ono Yoko. Ono, no. What is it? What's the Yoko Ono one? That one was there. Shit.
Oko Yono, maybe? No,
that
it's
one's
like,
great.
Oh no, you know what it is. I found some batteries. I'm gonna keep going until it dies.
My mom loves Yoko Ono, and I was like, I should get her that t-shirt, but I was like, she's never gonna wear it. So I was kind of like, will she
be offended by it?
No, she would love it, but she just wouldn't wear it. So I don't want to get someone, I don't know, if it were like a little, I don't know. I should have just gotten it for her anyhow. I didn't. But I did buy a ceramic mug by my friend Jeremiah Barber. That's beautiful. He really got into ceramics.
Describe it visually.
He got into ceramics at the beginning of the pandemic and has been like going to the ceramic studio or workshop for like almost every week, learning how to do ceramics on his own for the most part. And now he's finally making a series of like really beautiful ceramic mugs that have, they each have unique handles. Like that's his, I feel like that's his signature style now, is like a beautiful vessel, like, you know, mug with different shapes, of course, the mugs are. And then with a really interesting handle, like one is like a little tiny hook that you just kind of hook your finger under and that's how you drink. Or like another one has like almost what looks like a V coming out of the side of the mug. So like you could imagine your whole hand is like wrapped around the mug with your maybe middle finger going through the center part of the V. It's a little hard to explain. So there's all these kind of wild handles. And the one I got is, it's kind of like a low wide mug that has a thumbprint as the thumbprint handle is what I would call it. So you're kind of picking it up with your thumb and your forefinger below it. Does that make any sense?
No, I need a more substantial handle than that.
That one I love. I really love that.
It's just like a little nub.
No, it's. It probably sticks out about an inch, and then it's probably 2 inches wide. So it's like a half moon shape thing.
Does it completely encompass your fingers, or is it only attached on one end?
Is it? Sorry, what?
So I'm imagining something that comes out of the
It comes out of the mug. Think about comes a little half moon that's about and 2 inches long.
And then does it attach again? Does it attach no, back again?
No, no, no. You're holding it with your thumb in the bottom. Like,
no,
you know,
this
thumb
is
on top,
cuckoo.
Bottom on.
I'm gonna drop that.
Yeah. I mean, it's for someone who like wants to hold a mug in a very specific way. And so like some people with their mug, they might, instead of like, you know, on a regular handle, like the little whatever, what do you call that? Like ear-shaped handle. I don't know what you call these things. On a uh-huh. mug, like I usually put my like two or three fingers through the handle and then my thumb on top. So it's got a firm grip on it.
Yes, that would be the standard way to hold a mug.
Yeah. And then, but some people put like their fingers through the loop and then they hold the mug like with their full palm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, where you're doing a four finger grab and hold.
Yeah, like two fingers go through and then maybe there's a finger on top and on the bottom and then your thumb's all the way around the other side of the mug. You're like, you're just like a full mug, like full hand hold of the mug, you know?
Uh-huh. And but I only feel holding like, the handle. We're talking holding the handle here.
No, this is holding the mug.
You're talking about just holding the mug, ignoring the handle.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about Jeremiah's cup? Oh, yeah. No,
I'm
that's
talking about,
oh,
first
God,
we must establish
here?
What a normal...
Okay, the picture fine. That I sent you is
okay,
not of Jeremiah's
over,
mug.
Send it
this
over.
Is of a this to me is the second way you can hold a normal like a normal size a normal shaped mug.
Okay, and I'm waiting for the image. If we can spend like 30 more minutes on this, I think we'll really be up for the Pulitzer.
Oh my God, we really got to get interviews back in. We're too.
Okay, and pause. I do have to stop for a sec.
Okay, am I clapping
okay,
or just
3, 2, 1 countdown together? Ready?
You used to make me clap.
No, don't clap.
Kate, you don't remember. You'd be like, no, clap.
Clapping doesn't work. Yeah, but it only works if my recorder can hear the clap.
No one ever said I knew why you were asking me to clap. I just thought we'd just clap. Ready. Okay, we were just talking about the way we were holding mugs, and I feel like the image I just sent you is like the secondary way you can hold a regular mug.
Okay, so you sent me a normal mug, and everyone knows how you can hold a mug. You can either, I don't know. Actually, I think this is just one of like a million ways.
Probably. I mean, you could hold it with your pinky if you needed to, you know?
Okay.
You could just hook one finger around. And anyhow, and then I feel like Jeremiah's mugs are, the handles are mostly made, or a lot of the ones are ones that are kind of encourage you to sort of like cuddle with your mug. You know, like you just put your whole hand on it and you hold it closely and the warmth like warms you. You know, like it feels like that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
But the mug I got, which I also sent you a photo of, is kind of like has like a thumbprint. So you just hold it with your thumb.
Right. Okay, basically what I'm seeing here, it's like you took a mug, imagine a cup, a ceramic cup, and then on the side of
it. It looks like an upside down baseball cap.
Exactly, yes, it looks like a duck's bill.
Okay, go ahead, you describe.
It looks like a duck bill coming out the side of it, so you would kind of have to hold it like you're holding a coin, index finger on the bottom, thumb on top is what I'm imagining.
Exactly.
Because it's like just a little.
Did your batteries die? Fucking hell. Okay, can we just finish this conversation about Jeremiah's mug? Go ahead, and we were
describing it. Look, it's like you took a fat coin of clay and stuck it with, imagine that the cup is sitting on a table. The coin has been stuck into the mug parallel with the table. Okay?
Yes, at the top of the mug, the lip of the mug.
So it does make it look like it's a tiny hat bill coming, like as if you imagine the cup as an upside down hat, it's like a bill coming out. This is incredible, a very hard thing to describe in words.
But it's cool. It's cute, right? I love it. I think it's so cute. Like if I'm trying to have a quick cup of coffee, like because I'm running to work, I can't use that cup because I'll break it. I'll drop it. It'll be a nightmare.
Exactly.
But if I'm just chilling out on the weekend, sitting at the table, watching the cats enjoy the sunshine, that cup is great. I'm just sitting chilling. I can take my time with the unusual handle. I know I'm not going to break it because I'm not rushing around.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a cup for the weekend for me.
Yeah. I think it's a very nice casual chill out mug.
I also got this. That was everyone run to Open Editions and buy some mugs by Dear Jeremiah Barber, artist, amazing, and anyone else actually. Lots of other artists are in there, but I also bought this funny little coloring book, called Signs for Your Cubicle, which I'm going to bring to work and share with my workmates because we're cute like that. And the signs are things like, it's basically, you know, a coloring book. So there's a sign with like a big pattern in the background. And one says like, arrive late, leave early. There's a sign for like water cooler conversation area. One says, please don't email me. One says, relax. Uh-huh. One says, sadly in a meeting. Anyhow, I thought it was cute. I got it because I thought we could spend her lunch break coloring.
Cute.
So, oh my God.
No, I love it.
Whatever. We work in the arts. We're supposed to do things like this every once in a while. We're not going to do it every day. Don't worry, everyone.
If people are worried, they can go ahead and give us a call. 419-351-6606.
That's it. That's all we got. That's all I have about open editions, at least.
All right. Well, I got some really hot, hard-hitting news. Jack Fisher has a show up.
I had a separate question.
Yep, ready for that.
Okay, it's the beginning of 2025. We should probably do a predictions at some point, but maybe not right now because I'm not ready. But I was thinking, do you have like do you use like a date book or any kind of like at the beginning of the year you get like a new thing to help organize all your things you have to do?
Not anymore. I used to always get a new planner that I would use for like a month and then abandon.
What else is going on? It's the beginning. I really haven't been keeping track of what's opening or what's happening soon, but I feel like I should know something.
Well, your mood gallery has a new thing going on.
Okay.
They've got a new solo show by Blanca Bercial. It opened on January 4th. And the text for the show is, have you ever thought of shaking hands with a wall?
Huh. That's pretty good. I like that.
And the show is called Take Road to the Bay to the Off-White Building at the End of the Road.
I'm less interested in that. But that's okay. Great. It's poetic, you know. It doesn't mean the show isn't good. I want to see the show anyhow. I like...
Yes. Go to the show.
Take the Road to the Bay? What was it?
Take Road to the Bay to the Off-White Building at the End of the Road.
Okay. That's cute. I mean, it's cute. It's directions.
Fine. I like your mood gallery. They're fun.
Kate, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm sorry. I have to pause you.
Okay, no problem. I'll pause it for a second, right, then come right back.
Fun times, trying to get back to it.
We're getting back to it. Okay, what were you saying about making predictions?
Oh, there's some people that like to make predictions at the beginning of the year for fun.
Want to make predictions about CCA?
Oh, God, no.
What's going to happen there?
I don't want to make predictions about CCA. It's too... I don't want to predict something bad for them. That makes me nervous.
Yeah, no, that's not nice.
Yeah, I mean, not that it's not nice, but it's just sort of like, we know that they're going through a rough time financially. Let's hope they can pull through. We can't have another institution closing down. That's not, it's just shitty. It's terrible.
Oh, Lord, no.
You know what I mean? Like, that's really stressful.
Yeah. I agree completely.
Yeah, so I'm not making any predictions on CCA. I can't do that.
No.
Predictions. They'll get all the financial funding they need. Yay.
I'm trying to find the weirdest residency open calls.
Oh, wait, for yourself or just because you want to
share with the listener.
Okay, residency open call. Well, I would say Real Time and Space has a residency. Weird residency.
We sure do, and we're going to have an open call coming out pretty soon here.
Yay, awesome.
So I'll keep you updated on that.
What other residencies are in the Bay Area? There's got to be little weird ones. Winslow House has a residency. That's a little weird spot.
Yeah, I've had a few friends do that one, and it sounds like they had a good time.
I tried to get you to do one with me there.
Yeah, I was open to it.
Well, let's discuss it off air.
You want to go live together in Vallejo?
You make it sound terrible when you say it that way.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Last time we went to Vallejo, what happened? I got a weird boba with little tiny mini tapiocas. That was odd. Here's a weird one called Creekside Arts. It's a collective of friends, neighbors, and artists who collaborate to support the arts community in Humboldt County. All the way up there in way northern California. Okay, so get up there to this Creekside residency. It's a minimum 2 weeks, but you can stay longer. They encourage you to stay longer if you can.
Are they asking you to pay when it's like, that sounds like a...
Yeah, that's the question. Each artist gets a fully equipped private living space.
Nice.
Okay, but...
Great.
All right. And then each living space has a separate private workspace/studio. Indoor and outdoor performance spaces are also available. Okay, here's the deal. Guess what is the financial situation for this? So
I think you have to pay.
Is it you pay or they pay, and then how much?
Okay, you pay for sure in this situation. I'm almost betting. And then how much do they have? Is it like, but can you just tell me if it's like biweekly or night or something?
What is the monetary loss or gain for the artist for a 2-week residency? And I'll tell you, they're saying that it also depends on what place, like which studio you get.
I'm going to say minimum $1,000.
It is $1,050 to $1,450.
Yep.
God.
Nope. Don't apply for that, guys.
For 2 weeks.
If you're going to pay for
that's
a fucking...
not so bad.
Really? If you're, I feel
I'm
like
just it, like, look, don't think about it as a residency. Think about it as you have family in Humboldt. You have family up in Humboldt. You want to visit them, but you don't want to stay with them.
Oh, no, yeah.
Then you go do this residency.
I think, to me, it's more like you need to get away from the city. It's been killing your spirit, and you've been looking for a little mini retreat for yourself where you can focus on your own stuff, your artwork, your writing, whatever it is. You just want to sit around and read and look at the ocean. And you have some extra money where you can pay rent in San Francisco or the Oakland or East Bay or Bay Area, and you can pay rent in Humboldt.
Okay, yep. Can I tell you about a really weird residency that came across the transom?
Sure can. Also, I feel like if you're going to spend that money, go to some other country. I don't know. Just get out completely for a couple weeks.
Well, but what I'm just saying, like, just imagine it's just accommodations.
Yeah.
Like a hotel. And it's 2 weeks in a hotel would be more than that. Okay, here's a weird residency in the south of France that somebody sent over to me. Hmm. And it's just called Summer Residency. Okay.
Okay.
Inspire and create. 50 selected artists will be invited to participate in a 2-week residency. Again, 2 weeks is kind of short.
I think it just depends. Like if it's paid, if you have to pay for it, then it's too long. If you don't have to pay for it, it's too short. Right? I feel like
that's
my vibe on
it. Well, this place is saying they're split into two sessions where each session has 25 artists spending 2 weeks drawing inspiration from the surrounding nature and culture. And then having an exhibition at the end and creating a publication. And I'm
in
like,
two weeks
is nothing.
That's really not enough time, guys. God, they really have low standards.
And they're giving almost no information. I'll put a link to this weirdness in the underworld.
Can you see like another artist's final project from this residency?
No, all the photos on this thing are of like Calder mobiles and like the inside of art museums and stuff.
Oh, weird. That sounds like it's not even real. That's like some kind of
Well, that's what I'm saying, because some of these things where they're getting you, they're inviting you to come over.
And once you're there, you're stranded and they can take advantage of you.
Exactly. And then they start doing human trafficking.
Yeah, see, be careful. You have to always read between the lines, artists. Don't ever just take things for face value.
I mean, this website is completely bananas. It's just got like Picasso quotes.
What? Oh my God.
Truly. And stuff like that. Do you remember like a couple years back there was that residency in Oregon? It was like on the coast of Oregon that was also like very strange. Like their Instagram was just like pictures of other people's artwork and architecture from like Sweden. And
oh, yeah. Where it was beautiful, and, right? It wasn't just like, oh my God, it looks so great.
Oh, it
beautiful
looked great,
stunning.
But it was like why? Yeah, it was all these A-frame houses that weren't there in the location where they were inviting you.
Do you remember the name of that? We should look them up now and see if they've like, if they're still there. If there's any like terrible reviews on them,
let's
if
update
any artists
on that
are
in the
like,
next.
Artists Let are like, ne- I try. They tried to abduct me into their cult.
I'm gonna say the usual Maysoon Wazwaz tagline, which is, "I'm gonna look into that." McDowell Residency, one of the biggest, most prestigious residencies out there, has their applications open starting January 15th. But I gotta tell you, I've had a couple people go out there recently and they had a little bit of a weird time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hear it's always kind of weird though, isn't it?
I think anytime.
Isn't that the one that's all about sex? The McDowell Residency?
I think they're all kind of about that.
Oh, okay. I thought that one in particular was like the party and sleep with everyone.
No.
Residency.
Every group residency is about going and having orgies and stuff.
Got it.
Yeah, that's glad the main thing that to vote for. Just to be clear, Skowhegan, Bemis, McDowell, they're all just a front for key parties. But anyhow, that's going to be open. Now, guess how much you get paid for that one?
For Skowhegan?
No, this is McDowell.
Do the artists, do residencies guess. Usually pay you, or do they just like provide all the things for you?
Real Time and Space gives you a stipend, and so does Bemis.
Okay, how much is your stipend?
$1,000.
For how long?
3 months for local folks, and then we do $3,000 for out-of-towners.
Amazing.
And they stay for a month.
Wow. Damn, where are you guys getting that money from?
Grants. From the Ruth Foundation.
Jesus. Okay, amazing. Good job. I had no idea.
Thank you, Ruth Foundation.
Okay, and then this McDowell, what is it, McDowell or McDonald?
BDS McDonald's,
this
everybody.
McDonald residency? Are the caliber of the artists there are pretty well established?
Fucking James Baldwin did one there.
Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? Okay. I'm going to say if it's for a month, they're giving you about $3,000 to $5,000. $4,000.
And it is, I believe, $0. Oh. But there's no residency fees, and they do give needs-based stipends.
Okay.
And reimbursement grants available.
Okay, well, that's good. That's decent. Mm-hmm. I never thought that residencies gave you money anyhow. I thought the whole thing was that they just pay for your time to be there.
Well, we've really discovered so much today.
We did a great job from one uniform.
Okay, and I'm going to say free Palestine from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations, Pine Tree. Unicorns.
Great improv.
No one of us can be free until everybody's free. No one of us can be free until everybody is free.